want to pay tribute to the men and women in Glengarry Síochána. They do great work protecting the citizens and the people of County Sligo and indeed Leitrim and the North West. Very, very difficult job, and this is very, very concerning. And again, I want to thank the Gardaí for protecting members of the public. I just want to say that we live in a very, very difficult society, and it's up to everybody, citizens, to have a responsibility to adhere to the laws of our land, and the Gardaí uphold these laws. And again, it's quite worrying that you have situations like this in towns such as Sligo, and indeed many towns and villages around the country.
Would you concede, though, Deputy Feehan, that there's simply not enough Gardaí, not just in Sligo, Leitrim, but right across the country? We even see today that pledges by the coalition to have a certain number of Gardaí in place are not going to be reached at this point.
Well, Fine Gael, my party, we've always been the party of law and order, and our role is to increase the numbers of Gardaí on the beat. And we've been very successful doing that for the last number of years. However, you know, there are issues regarding recruitment in many sectors, such as teaching, nursing, and in Garda Síochána. It is a very, very difficult job. There's a lot of options out there. Our job is to make the role much safer, much more life-work balance, and also the pay and conditions are improved. And that's the role that we will do in government and have to do in government. But again, you know, the positioning of Gardaí in various stations, that's a matter for on Garda Síochána. Our role is to make that job much easier through pay conditions, through more Gardaí, and that's something we will do.
And do you think perhaps maybe there's somewhat a new dawn on the horizon as it relates to a new commissioner next month?
I think the Gardaí in the last number of years have certainly stepped up to the plate. They had to change the way they operate. A lot of times we weren't happy as politicians on the ground regarding different areas that, you know, needed more Gardaí, but they had to change to fight not just a local, national, but an international crime networks. And they've been very, very successful. And the one thing that I have always felt, my grandfather was one of the first Gardaí in the Garda Síochána. I come from a family that admires and trusts the Garda Síochána, indeed, as the vast, vast majority of the people and the citizens in Sligo, Leitrim and Donegal and our state. And they will always have my full support.